Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Mabeis as we continue here in Perek HaGadol, and we finish up the final discussion that the Gemara has relating to the first Mishnah of this Perek, relating to issues of Karbanas Chatas, and Shogeg and Mezid, and then Beth Shem on Mabeis, we get into the Malachas of Shabbos, the 39 Malachas that, of course, are mentioned Ayin Gimel in Bavli, and here Nun Gimel in the Yerushalmi. As we talk about Karban Chatos, just one point to mention that we have not focused on, and we won't focus on now, and that is the relationship of Karban Chatos to other Karbanos, the relationship between Chatos and Asham, even though they're both Baal Chait. Chatos is an extreme Karban in a certain way. It's the ultimate Mechaper. There's four Zrikos above the Chut HaSikra, Lamala Michut HaSikra, unlike most other Karbanos, which are at most time Shehen Arba, like an Ola or an Asham, or some Karbanos only have one Zrika. Can every detail of Hilchos Karbanos reflect deep messages for us? But that's not our discussion now. But we're focusing a lot on Karban Chatos, and hopefully at another point we'll be able to review some of the symbolism. So we are on Nun Beis Mabeis, and Rabbi Yirmiyah just asked Akasha. And the Reb Zeira couldn't believe that he even asked the question. And we're going to go back and forth now a little bit whether it is an appropriate question or not. It's interesting, we're talking about Reb Yirmiyah's questions and whether they're appropriate questions or not. Remember that Gemara in the Bavli on Daf Chav Gimel Mabeis in Baba Basra, where the Gemara talks about if you find a little chick within 50 amos from a chicken coop, you have to return it. It belongs to the Baal HaShovach outside the chicken coop. And Reb Yirmiyah there asked a question. There in Chav Gimel Mabeis, what if the chick has 1 foot within 50 amos and 1 foot out of 50 amos? Raglo achas betoch nun ama, raglo achas betoch chamishim ama, mahu. And the Gemara says there, alda afku al Reb Yirmiyah bei medrusha. For this type of question, they threw Reb Yirmiyah out of the base medrash. Right? It's seems to be a foolish question, even though the Mefarshim wonder. I don't know. There are some questions like that in Shas relating to, you know, details and on the line. But either way, here in our Gemara, though, we have another question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, what happens if somebody does half a malacha one Shabbos and half a malacha another Shabbos, but with two opposite shkagos? Two opposite shkagos. The first Shabbos, they harvest. They cut a half a grogeris, half of a dried fig. As we'll see, grogeris is the shear for most malachas. Half of a dry fig on this Shabbos with Zadon Shabbos and Shugas Malachas. They realized it was Shabbos, but they didn't know this Malacha was Aser. And then the following Shabbos, by that time, they found out that this Malacha was Aser, but they forget it was Shabbos. They got confused with the calendar. So did those Shkagos combine? So Reb Zeira answered him. He says, what do you mean? Of course it does not combine. Right? It's different Shabbosos. And what was his line? Ef Shalomar, 5 lines to the bottom, now Nun Beis Mabeis. Ef Shalomar, Shabbosos Machalkos, Shabbosos Mistarfos. If you did two full malachas, one on each Shabbos, they're separate. They count as two. So obviously, if you do two half malachas, they can't combine. They count as two separate ones, and it's two halves, and it's Chatzishir. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv an onesh. Again, chazishir is asum in a Torah, Rabbi Yochanan holds, and we hold. But it's not going to come on. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's question and Rabbi Zeira's answer. So now the Gemara says, really? Is it really true? So maybe this is Rabbi Yirmiyah defending himself. I don't think that's so true. Just because that svara that you said, if you have a full malacha on each Shabbos, does that automatically mean that two half malachas are not going to combine? Hare tamchuyin chokin, tamchuyin mitzarfin. Right, what about tabchuyin or pots? What happened if you have an iser, let's say chaylev not kosher fat? And let's see, I made two, I prepared chaylev, one roasted and one boiled. So, hare tamchuyin chokin. If I eat two kezesim of chaylev, one boiled, one roasted, those are two separate averas. So you see the two separate averas, and yet, tamchuyin mitzarfin. And yet, Rabbi Yirmiyah defends this question and says, tamchuyin, but if you have a half a shear of chaylev that's roasted and half a shear of chaylev that's boiled, they're going to combine. So you see that just because two whole shiurim are distinct does not mean that two half shiurim don't combine. So you see that by tamchuyin. And Reb Zeira answers and says, I don't agree with that. Amar lei, ein yodea tam tamchuy. I don't understand that. Right? Meaning, I don't agree with that. Right? The Karban Eda. He gufa mi nolan shechayev. I don't think that's true. I think that's true. I think if you have two different tamchuyim, two different types of ways of preparing it. They're going to be two separate averis, so they're not going to combine chatzi and chatzi. So I disagree. And not only that, do I disagree misvara, but v'lo masnisahi. Isn't it a brisa that says that two half shiurim on two different shabbosos don't combine? V'haksiv, rabbi v'lo masnisahi. The brisa says, kasav os achas. We're going to go with the girsa of the Karban Eda. Kasav os achas b'shabazu. You write one letter on one Shabbos. V'os achas b'shabas. Haba'a. You write one letter on the next Shabbos. We know we'll learn later on the daf. Kosev shte osios. The malach of ksiva is two letters. That is the shir for ksiva. So if you write one Shabbos, one the next Shabbos. So Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Elazar is not our issue now, but Rabbi Elazar is the one that's chayev because Rabbi Elazar holds all you need is one. Rabbi Elazar argues on the whole yesod that I just said. Rabbi Elazar says that even one, adding one letter onto letters that are already written, is going to be chayev one. That's a chiddush hilchos Shabbos, not for now. The Pnei Moshe on the bottom line, de'os achas, mechayev chatos de'os achas, shebishabbos mitztaref l'kishir shtei osios. Just one. But Rabbi Yeshua poter, we're going to focus on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says poter, why? Because you have one letter on each Shabbos, they don't combine. So that's what Rabbi Zeira is bolstering his problem with Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. What kind of question is that? You're asking about two shigagos, two different types of shigagos. So fine, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, that could be a question if it's on the same Shabbos. Two different shigagos on the same Shabbos, but two different shigagos are two different Shabbosos? Of course they're, even if you know, they're not two different shigagos. Two halves are not going to combine. Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, I don't like your question. So I'm Rabbi Azaria, Kubi Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Azaria says, no. Maybe to defend Rabbi Yirmiyah, maybe that brisa is not a raya. That brisa about writing, they don't combine? Because maybe that brisa is tipater bezadon. Maybe that brisa is a case where, no, you know it's Shabbos. And you just didn't know about the malacha. So you wrote one letter one Shabbos, one letter the next Shabbos, and you know exactly Shabbos, you just never knew that writing was a malacha, so that's the reason that the Shabbos are distinct. Because you know exactly the Shabbos, you know exactly next Shabbos. But Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking, the opposite. Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking, what if the second Shkaga, you didn't realize it was Shabbos? Maybe that would be more of a reason to combine. Amar Leh, Rabbi Mona says back to Rabbi Zarya, no, I don't think so. I think two halves on different Shabbosos aren't going to combine. And I think V'lo Kol Shekeinu, I think it's just the opposite. You want to say, oh, that brisa is talking about where there, it's Zadon Shabbos on both. But if the second one is Shigiga Shabbos, maybe there's more reason to combine. No, I think the opposite. When it's Shigiga Shabbos, there's more reason not to combine. Where? As follows. Ma, and again, you have to read this with the Chaim Kanievsky and the Mefarshim. Ma im hazadon in a case of Zadon Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. I don't realize this malach is aser. In the case of Zadon Shabbos, she'eno choleg, if I do the same exact malacha, because I don't know what's aser, I will do the same exact malacha on two Shabbosos in a row, I'm only chayiv one, eino mitztarev, and yet two half shiurim are not mitztarev, shkaga, shehi cholekes, if it's shogag Shabbos, and mezen malacha, which is cholekes, every malacha on each Shabbos is bifingas malach, kol shekein shlo tetztarev. It surely shouldn't be mitztarif. So again, I don't think this is defending. I don't think Rabbi Yirmiyah's question is a shaila, because I think there's more of a reason when there's shogig, there's more of a reason not to combine and not like your svara is saying. So adkan Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha of Rabbi Zeira, and the Gemara says, I don't think it's a question. If it's different Shabbosos, for sure, two half malachas don't combine, even if it's the same type of shogig, let alone if it's two different shogigs. So Amar Rabbi Chananya, lo Amar Kain. Okay, Rabbi Chananya says, you're right. Rabbi Chananya says, this was the Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Lo Amar Kain, Ella, the following. Katzar chatzi grogris b'shachris b'zadon Shabbos shigas malachas. Right, if I cut a half a grogris, half a shear, in the morning. U'b'chatzi grogris, and later on that day, I realized that this was Usher on Shabbos, but I forgot it was Shabbos. Shigah Shabbos with other malachas. That's the question. The same Shabbos, different shogigs. Shkagos Shabo, Vishkagos Shabo, Maoshi it's Tarfu. That's the question. Could different type of shogigs combine? How general is the chiyuv of chatas? Right? If I do a half of a lechora, half a kezias of chalav and half a kezias of chazer, they're not going to combine. It's two different averis. So what about two different types of shogig of the same aver, because there are two different factors here. Shabbos and the malacha. It's also to do this malacha on Shabbos. So is that called the same type, the same larger category of forgetting? And therefore, it's malacha Shabbos. right, a specific malacha Shabbos or no. It's a different type of forgetting, and therefore it's not going to be mechuyev. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Manah. Rabbi Manah says, Afagav to lo Amar Rabbi Yosa da Milsa. Rabbi Yosa my Rabbi. I never heard him give shir on that. Never heard him give shir or express what do you do about different shkagos within Shabbos malacha. But Amar Dichvase. But he gave shir on something similar, and maybe you could parallel, right? Because there's another context. Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. We know Parshas VaYikra. A person cannot go into the base of Mikdash or eat a karban when they are tamei. But there too, it's two different factors. Being tamei and going into Mikdash or realizing you're eating a karban. So I might forget that I was tamei and eat a karban, or I remember that I'm tamei, but I forgot that this is a karban. So again, two different types of shogigs. So that my Rebbe gave Shiran, says Rebbe Mana. Achal chatzi zayis biyediyas hakodesh. He had in that yud. Achal chatzi zayis biyediyas hakodesh. Ubelam tuma. I ate half a zayis of a karban, knowing that it's a karban, but I forgot I was tamei. V'chatzi zayis beelam kodesh biyediyas tuma. And then I eat another half a zayis, and I forgot it was a karban, even though I remembered I was tamei. Helam shebo v'elam shebo maoshi yitztarfu. So is it the same shaila? Maybe it's the same shaila. I hear my Rebbe give shir on that. So the Gemara says maybe it's not exactly the same. Maybe it's not exactly the same. Actually, the Gemara doesn't answer that question. The next line is about the next piece. So the Gemara says, are they mitzarif? So the Gemara wants to possibly compare these two contexts. And again, the Gemara does not give an answer to that question. Good. Period Nicha. Now we go back to the Mishnah Krisis that we have been discussing. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. And remember, Rabbi Akiva asked some kind of question to Rabbi Elazar about Shabbos and how many chatos, and Rabbi Elazar answered a kal v'chomer from Nida. That if somebody is with a couple of different nidas, so then gufun muchlakin, and it separates. So don't do the same thing by Shabbos. So the Gemara says maybe even Shabbos and nida should have a chilek. So I don't know how smooth that limud is from nida to Shabbos by Rabbi Eliezer. Nicha Shabbos shabo lo yemechol bein tayim. I understand how every Shabbos is separate because Shabbos each one is defined. Right, there are weekdays in between. Right, yemechol bein tayim. So you might say this means fundamentally they're mechulik from each other. The way the Karban Eidah says, it must be that he found out that it was Shabbos in between. He must have found out, so it's definitely called a Yediyah. Again, even if he didn't have a Yediyah, it's Ki'ilu he had a Yediyah. But either way, every Shabbos is its own entity. But Gabi Nida Ma Islach. But maybe Nida Ma, who says? Right? Why should he? It's all one Helam. So maybe it's not so Pashit that Nida. What does Nida have in between? Right? Nida is Nida. No, they don't know what makes it distinct. So, Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, Tipater benita katana. Shebalo yimehef sektara bein tayim. Our girsa is Nida katana, which most Mepharshim say this really means Zava katana. Right? We know Nida, Zava gadola, and Zava katana. A Nida, obviously, is something that's considered normal, and every woman from the age of 12 or so, she gets her regular cycle, unless she's gets pregnant, but it's whenever a woman sees down for the first time, she's tummy for 7 days, doesn't matter what happens during those 7 days, at the end of the 7 days, she does a hefsetara, she goes to the mikvah that night, and she can be with her husband that night. But if she has any type of re'iyah during the days in between the Yemei Nida, that, the Gemara says, the 11 days in between, so then that is called Yimei Ziva. If she sees 1 day or 2 days, she is a Zava Katana. And she needs 1 day of clean, without any Riyah, in order to be able to go to the mikvah and become Tahar to her husband. But if she has 3 days, then we know that's called a Zava Gedola, and she has to have Shiva Nikiyim, and she has to bring a Karban, right? One of the Mechusrei Kapara. But even by a Zava Katana, right, you have a Yimei Tara and a mikvah, a Tara in between. Says Reish Lakish, that's the case that we're talking about. The case that we're talking about of Zava is where there was a Tara in between, there was a Tevila in between, and that's Mafsik. Just like the weekdays are Mafsik to the Shabbosos, so the Tevila is Mafsik. The Mepharshim wonder why the Gemara didn't just say Nida. Nida also has a Tevila in between. It doesn't have Shivan Akiyim. It doesn't have even one Naki day. So maybe the Gemara is emphasizing that it's a day of a Hefsik you need in between and not just a Tevila. Right? Maybe that's what the Gemara seems to say. There is, but either way, that's the Gemara answers. There is a Machlokes in this Sugya between the Rambam and most other Rishonim. The Ramban argues on the Rambam, and that is the Rambam has a Shita in Hilchas Isurei Bia, that every cycle of each woman is fixed, 7-11, 7-11. And if a woman becomes a Zava Gadola, it's still not going to change the fixed cycle of 7-11, 7-11. And the Ramban, the Kesef Mishnah there, of course the Ramban in Isra Bia and Perek Vav, what are you talking about? If a woman becomes a Zava Gadola, she does not go back to her days of Nida until after she finishes her Shiva Nekiyim and, it's not Kavua 7-11. So that's a big chiddush of the Rambam, and the Rambam emphasizes that this is the case, and maybe this is part of the Rambam's, bent in the medical side of it. Says the Rambam, V'kol achadasar yom sha'achar ha'shiva hi nekran yimei zivasa, bein rasa behem dam, bein shalo rasa, v'lam nekran yimei ziva, v'vedei shein ru'uyin leziva, v'kol dam shatira behen dam ziva yichashev, v'hizar b'shnei shemos elu shein yimei nidasa, v'yimei zivasa. And the Rambam says, it always, there's not, the kol yimei ha'isha, miyom shikva levesa shatamos, v'chulu, all the days of a woman, once she starts having her first period, until she dies, or until she becomes, menopausal, ashi yakar aveses liyom acher, tispar laolam shiva, bitchilas yom aveses vacharean achadasar, vacharean shiva, vacharean achadasar, vitizar beminion kadesha teda, ba'esha tiradam, im yime nida, rasa, im yime ziva, shakal yamea shal isha, kachin, shiva yime nida, viyunav yime ziva, elim kenifsika haleda, kamoshi yizbar. The other thing that's going to change is leda. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes here from the Ramban that I don't think this is agreed upon, and most other Rishonim don't agree with it either. We know that the Mefarshim, the Meshech Chachma, talks about this, that the Mehiri Bar Beis Hamikdash, that even though nowadays we treat every woman like a Zava Gadola, that's known as the Chumrei Rabbi Zeira, Kol Isha Sharoa Tibus Dam Gachardal, she counts Soferes Shiva Nekiyim. But Bisman and Mikdash will probably got to go back to the Zav and the Nida, because the big difference, halacha, a Nida is only, doesn't bring a carbon, and it's not a Mechusri Kapara, while a Zav is a Mechusri Kapara. So we'll have to figure that out, but there are differences between them. The Rambam Nichol Shkagos Paskins like this Gemara, meaning with the Chilik in between. The Rambam Paskins, says the Rambam, Haisha Hishkagos, hey. Haisha Shalach Bailam Nidas Hayam. Vishama Shemes or Shabo Edim Shemes. Vinisse. A woman who thinks her husband died, and then she gets remarried, and comes out that her husband was alive. Chayevas Karban Echad. One carbon, because it was one mistake. She thought her husband was dead. Vimnisse's Lanashim Harbe, Oshizinse Manashim Harbe. Chayevas Chatas Akol Ish Vish. But if she's married to three different men, then she's Chayev three carbonos. Gufin Mukhlakin, because they are separate bodies. Separate gufin. Even though it's all one shkaga, that she did not realize her husband was alive, but was still alive. And then the Rambam says, Habala nida bishkaga, vitahara minidasa, vitavla, vichazra varasa nida, ubale pamshnia, baosa shigiga atzma. He didn't realize that she was Anita, and she didn't tell him, maybe, and they were together, but there was, in between, there was a tevila. Chayeva kol pam v'pam. Ava bishu behelam echas. V'hu guf echad. Shezman nidus ze chutz mizman nidus hashenis. Farin kishtei nashim nidos. It's like, if it's two different women, that's for sure, guf and malakim. But if it's a tevila in between, that's also considered, chulak, says the Rambam. That's in Hilchos Shkagos. Good. Says the Gemara now. So we just spoke about that, the Nida and Shabbos relations. So what about this case? Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer. Kach Shalu. This was the question. Well, we thought Rabbi Akiva asked the question about Shabbos and the answer was about Nida. No, the question was about Nida. Ba al Nida achas chamish be'ilos pe'alamechan mahu. What happens if a man is with his wife five times when she's a Nida? How many karbanas does he bring? Chayv achas al kulam. Oh, achas, oh, kalachas va'achas. Do you go by each bia? Each bia is chayav a carbon? Or no, you go by, one for all of them. Amar lei. So the answer given, chayav a kalachas va'achas, each one. Each bia. Each bia. So says the Gemara, really? Each bia? Why is that? V'kasha. Ilu katzer v'katzer be'alam echad. If I do kitzira, if I do the same malecha Shabbos twice in a row, in those same helam, klumu chayav al kulam elachas, of course you only chayav one. So what's the Gemara talking about? What is that? This was the answer Belazar gave in that case of Nida. A person is with the same woman without any tevila in between, like we just said. Same woman, they chayv one. He should be chayv one, Not five. Just like if you do the Malacha Shabbos, the same Malacha, the same Shabbos. So Rav Acha, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, kain Rabbi Mona Makshile. Yeah, Rabbi Mona asked on this. And v'lo kain Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. But also, this is a problem. Kol Hada Hilchasa. All that we've had in this parak. We had this statement twice already in this parak. Kol Hada Hilchasa, the halachas that we have in our Mishnah. At the beginning of our parak, right, which was, let's say, the case of Shukah Shabbos. If you don't know a Shabbos and you do malachas on various Shabbosos, you're chayef for each Shabbos. That is all Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Kol HaDeilchus HaKrib Eliezer. Rav Karabanan, but the Rabbanan, who we identified as Rabbi Akiva, ain't a chayef alachas. Rabbi Akiva would say that you're only chayef one in that case, meaning you're chayef one carbon even for many Shabbosos. Shabbosos are in Mechulak. So too, Afacha, meaning if the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, in that line, right, we just said, this paragraph is like Rabbi Elazar, and he's the one that says, Shabbosos are mechulak. So then, L'chara, he's the author of the last line of the Mishnah, if you remember, which was, what about the toldos? If you do many toldos of one av, you're only chayav one. You're only chayav one. So if Rabbi Elazar is the author of line two, he must be the author of the last line of the Mishnah. But if that's true, so you do many toldos within one av, so you're only chayav one, our Mishnah said. And then we just asked Rabbi Elazar. Second Rabbi Elazar say that if you're with a nida five times, you're chayav five, right? If that's like five toldos of the same av, so afhakalo yechayav alachas. So what's the Gemara talking about? So the Gemara says maybe we reject this line that we've quoted three times already in this parak. Who says our Mishnah that dafka has to be like Rabbi Eliezer? Amar Rabbi Yosi kiyamte ki demar Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina less kain karabanan less kain comma ella karabanan. Less K, meaning, maybe our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, meaning like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says that, he's the author of our Mishnah that would say, toldos, many toldos are chayav one. But Rabbi Elazar would argue. Elazar would say, maybe many toldos are chayav many. And that's how you would say the same thing by Nida as well. Rabbanan, add in the word. Rabbanan te kesarim b'shem Rabbi Nisa, kol hada hilchasa. All these halachas of many chayav echatos, Rabbi Elazar he, that's Rabbi Elazar, v'chol diipak mini halacha, kolok Rabbi Elazar he. Rabbi Elazar has his own world. Maybe our Mishnah is like it, maybe our Mishnah is not like it. But if you have the Mesorah that Rabbi Elazar says that if you're with a Nida five times, you're chayav five. So maybe he's not the author of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. And there wouldn't be any stira. Different Mesorah is about who are our Mishnah in Shabbos. Who does that parallel? Which Mishnah? Which Shita of the Tanaim in Krisus? So that is an open question. And you could fit it in either way. Good Adkan. The first Mishnah, after the second Mishnah, Rabosai, Halacha Beis, Avos, Melachos. The most important Mishnah here in Masechah Shabbos, right here, Daf Nun Gimel in the Yerushalmi. Avos, Melachos, Arbaim Chasar Achas. These are the 40 minus 1, 39 Melachos, Arbaim Chasar Achas, 39. The Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayis, V'kol Elu Ha'afos, Heim Rak Dugmaos. These Avos, as we know, are Dugmaos, meaning, right, we'll see, 39 malachas, but there are larger categories. Kagon, Amru Kotzer, who may avos malachas. Hu adin lakol, chotech, tzemach, mechubar la'aretz. As the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah 2, you have to look at the act, but then you have to generalize and define the act. The act is harvesting, cutting. But now, any cutting from something growing, attached to the ground. Im niskavin loso davar shu chodech. If you want the thing that you're cutting, kagon ha'oreb teanim habotzer banavim. As we know, there's a different verb for harvesting by every fruit. Oreb by figs, botzer by grapes, mosek bezesim shakol achas mimalachas elu ein omrimba. She told us kotzer elahia kotzer atzma. Right, it is kotzer. Right, that's not avos, it's just different item, so that's still the av. K'moshein omrim b'shochet keves oshar shul told us shochet. O misha bishel ma'achom en amachalim shul told us ofe. Ehi ofe ba'atzma. Me avos, there could be 10 avos, but it's all the same av, because the object that it's done on doesn't make a difference. V'zeo sh'omrim bo malachas harbe me'ein malacha achas. V'hatolda, he shetach shol b'libcha al totsoos pe'ulas osa malacha hamunuya ba'avos. The same result of the action of the avos, but a different pu'ula. Grinding is avos malachos. What's grinding? Taking one big, larger item and making it into smaller units. Lafiha chitucha yirakos b'shabes, chopping very finely vegetables. O nesiras ha'eitz, l'kachas anasur shalo, or making sawdust. O shifas ha'mateches, or sanding metal. L'kachas anasur shalo. All of those are told as tochein. V'chein in yibishol, the Rambam continues, v'chulav. Aderach zu, tadun, v'kulav. So we have the avos malachos here. The Rambam says there's avos, there's toldos. There are arbaim chaser achas. The Pharisee Yisrael here wonders, why doesn't it just say 39? Why does it have to say 40 minus 1? 40 minus 1. So he has different approaches towards the end. He talks about it on the last line, because the last line Mishnah also repeats it. So he says, he quotes from his father. Well, maybe it's related. He goes a couple of options. The Ran asks on the Mishnah, why don't you have ma'avir? Dalad amas rishas rabim on the Mishnah. You only have hotza'ah. So the Ran has a big chiddush. He says, Mavir, it's also Balamar, Mavir is an example of Hotzah, because every person has their Dalat Amos around them. So Mavir is, it's in. So maybe the Mishnah is emphasizing, there's 39, there's not 40, because the 40th that you would have thought is a separate one, Mavir, that's really included in Hotzah. Motzi Merishus L'Rishus. So that's one possibility. Or maybe 39 to emphasize and not Tchumin. If you hold Tchumin, or the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Tchumin or Daraisa or not, Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Rishonim. So even if Tchumin or Daraisa, it's not one of the Malachas. Always Malachas at 39, Tchumin might be also Daraisa, but it's not one of the Malachas. So two possibilities. What's the emphasis? So Avos Malachas Amram Chazor Achas, Hachoresh. So the first 11, as we know, is Sidur of the Pas. Plowing, Hazorea, seeding, Hakotzer, harvesting, Hamaamer, gathering out. Maamer is only violated out in the field. There are many limits to Ma'amer. Again, each of these, obviously, we'll have a big discussion. Ma'amer is only B'gidulei Karka and B'makam Gidulo. Hadash, threshing, very Lamaisa Malacha, many contexts. Hazorer, winnowing, Vaborer, separating, also very Lamaisa, Hatochein, grinding, Mamarakate, sifting, Vahalash, kneading, Vahofen, baking. So that's the first group, first 11 Malachas of Sidura, Sidura of the Past. What the three of them are separating type of malachas. Zore, Borer, and Merakid, all of our types of separating in different ways. Hagozes, that's the second. There's really four groups. So the second group is basically making clothing. Hagozes etzemer, shearing. Hamalabno, then I whiten and I clean the wool. Hamenafso, and then I comb it. Hatsovo, I color it. Hatovea, then I spin it into threads. Hamesech, then I spread it on the loom. Va'osa shtei batinirin, and I make two batinir, and I pull the threads through. Ha'orech shtei chutin, weaving. Ha'botzeh shtei chutin, breaking those threads. Ha'kosher v'amatir, and as you make the clothing, you tie and you untie. Va'tofer shtei tfiris, and I sew two parts together. Va'korei amanas litvar shtei tfiris. So that's all about the melecha of begadim. Meleches begadim. The Tosfos already on this daf Ayin Gimel in Shabbos wonders, why is it by certain malachos there is a number given, like Osa Shtei Batinirin. Tzorech Lafarish, Lama Pirish Kan, Ube Oreg, Ube Potseya, Ube Tofer, Ube Kosev, Shir Tvemi Bashar. Every malacha has a shear. Every malacha, maybe not Choresh. Look at Rashi on the daf Ayin Gimel. But every malacha has a shear. So why Dafka does it say the shear only by certain malachas? So Tosis leaves that as a question without answering. Says the Sfasemes. Sfasemes here on daf Ayin Gimel. No, because it could be that by some, most malachas, the shear is just a din of shiurin. Meaning, let's say borer. Even if I'm borer less than the shear, I violated the isser. I just didn't do enough of shear. It's like eating half because I was a pig. I ate pig, just not enough of pig to give me an onesh. So I did borer, but just not enough to give me an onesh. But suggest this vasemis, by these cases, these malachas, where you write the shear, that's not just you did the malacha, but you didn't do enough of it. No, it's not the malacha. To use the language of some Rishonim, the Meiri, the beginning of Masechta, it's chatzi malacha, not chatzi shear. It's like an akira without a hanacha. It's half a malacha. If you only did a half a malacha, so then that's not a malacha with chatzi shir. You didn't even do the malacha. That's the Sfasemes right here. In the, the comment that he has of Tos, Bishal Korel, Maz Liber, Shtetz Versishla, Ayin. Let me just find the line here. Iker Breira. He says, Lechora. Lechora. Debeoreg. Ein ze shir ha'ariga, ela kol hecha, she'ein bo beis chutin. By Oreg, says the Sfasemis, ein ze shir ha'ariga, ela kol hecha, she'ein bo beis chutin, lo havi ariga klau. To kol ariga hu mashim mechaber shnei chutin yachad. V'chein bepotzeya, v'chein tofer. Kol she'ein o tofer beis firis, lo mikri tfira. Ubepachas mikan, yesh lomar di isura nami leka mishim chatzi shir. It's not even chatzi shir. Davi kamo akira below anacha. The lucky sir daraisa mishem chatzi shir. Kamo shakasav ha-meiri la'el. He quotes on Dav Gimel. Masha'en kein by others. Okay, so that's an important yisod of the Sfasemis. Again, each of these is a huge topic. But let's just continue. Says the Gemara now. The third group. Hatzot tzvi, basically writing. Right? How do you write? You have to get the material. Hatzot tzvi, if I trap a deer, trap an animal, ashochto, I shecht. Hamashito, I skin it. Hamocho, I salt it in order to process the hide. Hamocho, I erase. V'hama'abdo, I also processing it. The Gemara talks about, aren't those similar? Hamachatko, I cut it to size. Hakodif shiosios, then I write. Two letters on it. Hamochek, amanas lichtov shiosios. Mochek, erasing amanas lichtov. Again, some malachas here have a positive purpose. So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achronim also talk about why everything has to be positive, right? Mekalkel, right? We had 2 days earlier in the Masechta, right? There's only two exceptions to Mekalkel, possibly. And there's a machlokas, we had Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you need any tzorich, but that's by these. Habon vasoser, right? Soser also needs amanas livnos. Why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? Okay, bon and soser, building and destroying. Hamachabav amavir, extinguishing and lighting. Mavir, that's a machlokas. Whether Mavir, Machlokas Rabbi Yossi or Mnasan, whether Mavir has a separate pasuk in the Torah, Lo Savaru Eish, B'chomosh Vasechem. So is Mavir a full malacha or is it not? V'maka Bepatish, the final hammer blow, V'hamotzi, Meirishus, Lirishus. Hotza, and remember Tosfa said on Dav Beis in the beginning of the Masechta, Hotza is the last one on the list, but it's the first one discussed. First one discussed in the Masechta, a couple of days, either it's the most common, or remember, Hotza Malacha Geruah. It's an inferior Malacha, so you wouldn't have thought it's a Malacha, and that's why we have to talk about it first. Elu Avos Malachos Arbaim Chaser Achas. These are the 39 Malachas, and there's so much to talk about, but we'll have to leave it for now.